I took my driver's test wearing my Spider-Man underoos. Woo! Oh, God. All right, welcome back, golf enthusiasts, to the Playing Through Golf podcast. My name is William Starswitch. I'm joined with
Chris Lopez,
Travis White,
and we're not at the Playing Through studios today at the Crossroads. We're at what would we call it? Casa de Blanco, the Travis White House.
We are at my house.
In
Shea Whitey.
Jay Wade.
In my basement. Hopefully, hey, this hopefully is, nothing gets stolen.
Yeah. Yeah, again, this is a tough neighborhood.
It is. It's rough.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Hey, so this is my favorite week of the year. Masters week.
It is a good week.
It is a great week.
It's even bigger this one because Tiger Woods just literally hours ago announced he is going to play in this Masters.
Yep. Sweet Jesus.
After nearly having his leg tore off.
Yeah.
In Southern California.
And they're all talking about it. They said that they said the practice green and the practice driving range, they cannot believe he's out there.
You know, and one of the things that stood out was when he was asked by a reporter if he was going to play, and he said, you know, right now I'm going to play in this. And he's always said this for the last 20-plus years, Chris. Mm-hmm. He's not going to play in an event if he doesn't think he can win.
Right.
And so the reporter said, hey, so you think you can win? 100% I think I can win.
Yeah, I mean, what answer would you expect?
That's exactly what you'd expect from Tiger.
Right. Well, I mean, and if you look at all the chatter, I mean, he doesn't do that. He does everything with a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, he's very purposeful of this. And I mean, I think he gave us a little at the father-son thing to let everybody know that, hey, I can still move this ball.
Yeah, and if I'm improving at the rate that it had improved up to the PNG or PNC.
He said his ball striking isn't the issue. It's the walk.
Yeah,
he said,
right.
If I can handle the walk, I'm going to play.
Yeah, and a few people said he's a little slow and there's a noticeable
limp.
He
said there's a little hitch in the giddy up, but other than that, he was carrying it 300 yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never thought the ball striking would be an issue. No. It would be fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
If he makes the cut, where is he going to be after mile 15 of the week walking?
Right.
That's going to be the major. And because we've played Augusta and we've seen Augusta enough on the simulator, that we know there is severe elevation changes. It's not an easy place to walk.
No.
It's like, what was it? Number 9 has a big drop. Number 10 has a crazy big drop down the hill.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, those, you got to come back up all those hills.
Right.
Eventually.
Yeah. So,
well, and I mean, to say he's playing the Masters, I mean, is outrageous because we all kind of assumed that if he was going to play this year, he probably would have picked the Open Championship in the UK. Because they're all flat, and he actually plays just as well there as he does anywhere else, if not better, you know, just because he knows how to do, you know, he knows how to play Lynx golf.
Right.
He knows how to play Lynx golf, but out of all of the major venues, he's easily played Augusta National the most. Because the unique thing about Augusta, or the Masters, not Augusta, the Masters is that they invite the U.S. amateur champ from the previous year. And I believe they have the mid-am and the runner-up on the USAM, too,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, you might be right.
And then the British amateur, and I think they just added the South American amateur.
Say Latin or South
America. Yeah, Latin America.
Latin America. Yeah.
So it's a big deal at Augusta because they do the low amateur presentation, too, right there, right before the champion. We all see it.
Right.
I think that's one of the unique things there. And part of that goes back to Bobby Jones. He was never a professional golfer.
Right.
The most winning major guy, yeah, like, well, the majors were different then. Yeah. It wasn't necessarily U.S. Open, PGA, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But legendary golfer, never turned pro.
Yeah.
And I told you the reason that he gave for it, because he said PGA or the golf pros were looked down upon then. He said he always wanted to use the front door, not the back door.
Right.
It's like a dig at pro golfers.
Well, they did the same thing in tennis. You know, I mean, Connors was one of the first to go pro and travel, and he was frowned upon. People didn't like him because the tennis, you know, everything was amateur sports back then. You know, it didn't make any difference what the sport was. If you were amateur, that was the thing. And then when the money started coming out, people started kind of like, whoa, you know, that's too much money, or you shouldn't be making.
You shouldn't be getting paid to do that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. One of the, this doesn't mean a lot to most people, but Sugar Ray Robinson is widely regarded as the best pound-for-pound fighter of all time. Mm-hmm. He also had the most amateur wins ever.
Right.
So that dude lived in a ring, and that was one of the things, too. Like, when they started fighting for purses, it wasn't necessarily that it was a professional thing. They were just after money.
Yeah.
And it was kind of, I don't want to say frowned upon, but until it got its reputation cleaner, it didn't really matter.
Right.
But,
well, and I think that was the thing they were worried about. It was the money being involved. Well, are you getting a pure part of the sport? You know, I mean, you're trying to keep the purity of it and the competition and nobody involved in you know, trying to pay somebody off or tell somebody to slack off and not play hard or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, to not win. Because it was so, things back then were so,
yeah.
I mean, the Black Sox.
Jesus. Yeah.
I mean, reference to boxing again, Jack Dempsey, who most even casual boxing fans know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
The rumor is he won his fight as the world heavyweight champ because he hit a guy with a bolt in his glove.
Yeah.
Like hit him sideways.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was holding like a huge bolt in his hand and hit the dude in the grape.
Yeah.
But
cheater.
Yeah, well, that was the thing back then is cheating. Was, it wasn't.
You hear about baseball, basketball.
Oh, all
every
sports
sport,
do
every
it.
Sport has gone through this.
So when it went to professionals, that's when it everything kind of skewed. But I digress. Yeah. This is a.
It's Masters Week.
It's Masters Week, and the fact that they have amateurs there, and those amateurs work hard to get there, in reference to Tiger. Tiger won 3 U.S. amateurs in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to play all the way through those events until he turned pro. That's what I don't want to say he had a leg up, but he'd seen the course. It wasn't like when he won it in at 21 years old,
mm-hmm.
the first time that he had never seen the course because he'd already seen it multiple times.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, it should have been a surprise to anybody.
No, it shouldn't have been a surprise. Not the way that he hits the ball.
It's a little louder in here than it is
down
there. That's okay.
A little reverb from the Bush Latte. But Travis is still recovering a little bit from the Duke loss in the Final Four.
I was so pissed. I cried. I will say it. I cried.
Baby.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see.
I was pissed.
So before we get into our picks for who's going to win this week at the Masters, let's throw a little bit. Cameron Smith came back and he won at Sawgrass for the Players.
Right.
And my guy, Scottie Scheffler, won twice and then he won World Match Play.
Yep.
And took over number one.
Yeah. He's got 3 wins in his last 5 starts.
Mm-hmm. So let's.
He's hot.
Let's dive into this thing, man.
Yeah, right.
Where are you guys at and why?
I don't know.
I'm going to go with Cameron Smith.
Okay.
Only because he's had a hot year just like Scheffler.
Yeah.
And he's got a really good temperament, and he's vied before, you know. I mean,
one that was in November, he played really well.
So I'm gonna give them, and the funny thing is it's kind of pathetic how they're handling him press-wise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't ask him the questions they ask everybody else. They were asking him, well, how much beer do you drink? And how much fishing are you doing? What kind of happy horse shit is that?
What'd you have for dinner yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, seriously. And he's like, and he's very nice about it. He's like, well, I do like to have a beer, but during the week, it's game on.
It's business, golf.
It's business. And so, but I'm kind of going with him just because I really have liked his style this spring, mm-hmm. watching him play. And my God, he's gotten onto some roles that have been unbelievable.
Give me your top 3 and then a dark horse.
All right, so I'll go with Cameron Smith. I'll probably go with John Rahm because you can't discount mm-hmm. him because he was just the number one. I'm always going to throw my boy Jordan out there because
I thought about him.
He's won there before.
Yeah, he's won there before, and he knows, and he always seems to be in the moment. And even if he played shitty the week before, he seems to be in there. And my dark horse, I think I'm gonna stick with what a lot of people are going to do with their dark horse, and that's Will Zalatoris.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they've been talking about him quite a bit this week, and I think that he's. He's actually not had a bad spring. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had a couple of breakdowns in the ends of certain tournaments, but
mm-hmm.
he's young. He's going to have those.
I was going to say it's going to happen.
For you, Chris, you've got
Cameron Smith, John Rahm, Jordan Spieth, dark horse Will Zalatoris.
Okay, Travis, what you got?
I think my top 3, Xander Schauffele.
Okay.
I don't know why. I like watching him play.
He's got a good game, especially for that place.
Right, Colin Morikawa.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just had him in my head.
Victor? Well,
yeah, Victor Hovland. Yep. Yes. He would. He's either three.
He's going with
youth movement.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then.
Dark horse.
I like DJ. I'm a huge Tiger fan. I know he's probably not going to win, but you never know. He's the greatest golfer of all time.
Okay, let's just say this. You can't have Tiger Woods as your dark horse.
Yeah.
DJ. I like DJ.
Okay. So those are your 4.
Yep.
Rattle them off again.
Mm-hmm.
Xander Schauffele, Victor Hovland, Colin Morikawa, and DJ, Dustin Johnson.
So I noticed neither one of you picked the defending champion.
No.
Any rationale for that? You thought that was a one-off? Or?
I think most times it's a one-off with anybody who
really?
Wins it. It's hard mm-hmm. to win it back-to-back.
Yeah.
Who was the last person to do it?
Who was the last person to do it?
I have no idea.
Phil has won it multiples, but it were different years.
It wasn't Bubba, was it?
Bubba, I thought he took a year off in between there.
He took a year off after.
And I don't think, did Tiger go back-to-back once?
He might have. It might be Tiger.
So, all right, well, here's where I'm going.
All right.
You guys know that I've got this man crush on Scottie Scheffler.
Oh, you've been had that for
and,
a while.
And he's just been
a year of that, actually.
It has been. It's been over a year.
It's been over a year because you'd picked him for another, I think the U.S. Open last year, I think you picked him.
I just think he's got the major game, and I'm not, I don't know how he played at Augusta in years previous, but he's number two for me. Cameron Smith is my number one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with my number three favorite, and you guys are going to laugh at me just because the conversation we had the other day.
Oh, we're going to laugh
at you. Tiger Woods.
All right.
And then my dark horse.
You just said I couldn't pick Tiger.
Oh, not as a dark horse.
I wasn't listening.
And then I'm going to go with.
I don't think he grasped that one.
No.
Stop it. And then I'm going to say my dark horse is Luke List.
Luke List.
Luke List is my dark horse.
What has he done this year?
Not a whole lot.
Right,
he's just my dark horse. I feel like he's.
You're going dark.
He's like, I think his game does well there.
Yeah.
Okay. So we. Not to cut you off, but back-to-back winners. Tiger did it in 01, 02.
Mm-hmm.
He's the last to do it.
Okay.
Sir Nick Faldo did it in 89 and 90.
Okay.
Did he really?
Yep. And I think that...
Okay.
And then Jack did it also.
Okay, so
but we haven't... It hasn't been done in over 20 years.
Has not been done since Tiger did it in 01, 02.
So when you want rationale as to why we didn't pick the defending champ...
Because it doesn't happen very often.
It doesn't happen very often.
So, Travis, we've got the... One of the big things there is the par three.
Mm-hmm.
But also it's the champion's dinner. I believe... Is the champion's dinner tonight?
Tonight, yep.
Tonight, because the par three contest is tomorrow.
Right.
2 o'clock.
So...
On ESPN.
And
Travis, you got the Masters dinner up? Or you want me to go with it?
You go with it.
You go with it because I have a quote from a golfer.
That... Okay. All right. So the Masters dinner tonight. And who won it last year?
Hideki
Matsuyama. All right. So
this has got to be good.
And we've said about this regional thing. Mm-hmm. And I think not only when he won it last year, I loved how his caddy bowed to the course. Right. And I thought that was phenomenal.
Totally respected
respectful,
the whole...
traditional.
Yep.
Cultural even.
Yep.
So we're going to go with Hideki's Masters dinner here for appetizers. Assorted sushi. I'm not sure how to say this. Sashimi?
Sashimi.
And
you've watched
nigiri?
You've watched the Letterkenny. They talked about sashimi. They did.
Yeah, but with a Canadian accent.
I know, but and they also put an S on the end of it. So did you love your sashimis?
Yeah, sashimis. And yakitori chicken skewers. And then there's a miso glazed black cod in dashi broth.
Oh boy.
Mazazaki Wagyu
beef.
Oh, well, Wagyu beef, which I know is crazy expensive.
Top notch.
Yeah.
A5. I'm going to mess it up again. How do you say it again? Wagyu?
Yep. Wagyu beef.
Wagyu beef ribeye with mixed mushrooms, vegetables. Sancho daikon ponzu. I don't know what that is.
Jesus.
Kind of like a soup, maybe. I don't know.
And then
I'm just throwing it out there.
For dessert, Japanese strawberry shortcake.
The easiest one to pronounce.
Right? Yeah. Fluffy sponge cake with whipped cream and Amayo strawberries. Served in honor of Mr. Hideki Matsuyama.
Wow.
I know A5 Wagyu beef is...
This is probably one of the most expensive ones we've read.
Gotta
probably.
It's pricey.
It's gotta be. It's gotta that Wagyu beef. I mean, they talk about the price of that all the time.
Yep, and I see it a lot. That's pricey stuff. Yeah. But yeah, the comment they were talking to golfers today, Jordan Spieth. They were asking him about the
who's a past champion. He'll be at the champions' dinner.
Yes, he will be there tonight. He asked about what he thought about Hideki's picks for his meal. He goes, I'm going to eat it all, and I'm going back for seconds.
Yeah, damn straight.
Yeah.
He said he's going back for seconds on everything.
Yeah. He's from Texas. He knows beef.
Oh, he knows beef.
He definitely knows beef.
They don't have Wagyu beef in Texas, I don't think.
No, but he's...
But, yeah, he knows.
Yeah, he knows. So, like I said, what are the big things? I'm not even sure. I can't remember who the U.S. amateur, the defending U.S. Am champ is.
I couldn't tell you.
But I just love that they get paired with the defending champ.
Mm-hmm.
This year's going to be a little different because there's probably going to be a language barrier.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because Hideki doesn't really make an effort to speak.
No.
He has his translator with him all the time.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to kind of be a quiet round, and probably better for whatever Am plays with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could you imagine when when Tiger Woods was the defending champ, Jesus. And he get paired with the USAM, mm-hmm. who's probably a 17, 18, 19, yeah. 20-year-old kid. Mm-hmm. He's just got to be like, what in the world? I'm standing next to Tiger Woods on number one tee at Augusta.
Yeah.
I would whiff. I would probably whiff four or five times.
Oh, God, yeah.
You even hold the golf club? Nerves would be so crazy.
You saw one of my drives the other night. It would have been just like that one.
Yeah, that one was pretty bad.
That was real bad.
Me and Chris actually got out and walked 18 holes this last week. We each had a birdie, so it was a memorable.
We didn't play bad, except for there were just some wayward shots.
Yeah, a couple.
And one drive that was absolute dog shit.
A couple doubles for me. But
I had a lot of doubles in the back.
Still kept it in low 80s, but with the birdie was nice.
Yep.
And it was great to get out, and we're probably stuck indoors for another week.
Oh, yeah. Till at least Sunday.
Yeah.
Till at least Sunday.
Anyway, I'm super jazzed. I think Tiger, he does it for things for a reason.
Oh, yeah.
So if he's going to play,
he has a plan.
He thinks he's going to do well.
Yeah.
And, you know, think about it. I mean, they were prepared to not have him there. And, you know, we talk about, you know, it's cliche now that Tiger moves the needle.
Did you see yesterday?
Oh, it's not cliche anymore.
Yeah.
It's a fact.
Did you see one tee yesterday when he teed off?
Oh, yeah.
During a practice round? No, I did not.
Oh, my God. 20 deep.
20 deep. It was wrapped around
like a Sunday.
They said it was 10 deep on the practice green while he was warming up.
On a Monday.
He played with JT and
Freddie
Couples, yeah. Boom.
Yeah, and I mean, it's you know, they talk about, you know, how he moves the needle. He moves the needle.
Can you imagine those two, both of them have been defending Masters champions.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not just second fiddle. They're fourth or fifth compared to who's on the tee with them.
Right.
It had to be a weird vibe for him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was.
You know what I mean? Like, DJ more than Freddie. Freddie's been, you know, Champions Tour for a while now, and a lot of guys, you know, I'll be honest, some casual ones probably looking at Freddie don't know who he is.
Yeah.
So I'm super jazzed about it. I think he's going to do well if he can just, endurance-wise, walk the course many times.
I was talking with my
liaison. I got a picture for you.
I was talking to my liaison officer who's a college golfer and stuff.
Number three yesterday, or on Monday.
Okay, so I'm looking at a picture of number three tee box.
Yep.
And it looks like around 18 green in the mid, 85 when Nicklaus won?
Yeah.
It looks like there's more people in that picture than when Jack won. Mm-hmm. That is insane.
That was yesterday.
I'm going to rephrase that. Look, that looks like at...
It looks like Championship Sunday.
Yeah, at Championship Sunday, around 16 green at, or 16 tee at TPC Scottsdale.
Yep.
It is packed in there.
Yeah, I mean, they said it was not one of those things that you would expect to see on a practice round. You might get a sparse thing, and people are, you know, a lot of people who get practice round tickets don't get the main event tickets.
Right.
So they're there to walk the grounds and just watch whoever they want. They said, people said, okay, I'm going to watch Tiger this whole time. And they followed him as far as he went.
That's awesome. Oh, yeah. Quick thing about Augusta. Did you guys see the drive,
chip drive and putt?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Was this last weekend. Yep. A girl from Bettendorf got third.
Yeah.
In her age group.
Oh, really?
And she was the only one from the area.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the only one from the area.
Good for her.
Yeah.
That's off the first tee Monday.
Yeah. That is crazy. It's like just, he's showing me a picture of number one, left side of number one. It is.
Yeah, they said 20 deep.
It's at least 20 deep. Yeah. And that doesn't give it enough credit because there's a ton of people there.
Well, and here's the thing, you know, they can't have a cell phone on the course.
Right.
So people were actually getting to watch him. So they said that, you know, the people were excited because they you know, because you look, like, watch a U.S. Open and people are playing. Everybody's got their phone and they're watching somebody.
Yeah.
This was people actually watching what he actually does, you know, and live and not memorized.
That's awesome.
They had a video of him on number eight. Is that kind of an uphill?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, so they had
it's a where camera. Rom did the snap hook last year, two years ago.
They had a video of him. The camera's probably, I don't know, 100 yards behind him, and they watched him swing and the whole ball flight and everything. It was impressive.
Yeah. Oh, I saw it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It was, that ball was so high.
Yeah.
And even it going uphill, I was just like, that thing is towering.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I mean, they just said that it's been fun to watch him. They said the ball striking is definitely not going to be a problem. It's that, you know, some people said that, you know, they noticed the limps going up the hills. And he's a little slower, so he doesn't have that Tiger stride that he used to have and that quick walk that he would have.
Do you think he's playing in the par three?
No.
I would say not.
I would say not, except that Charlie's there.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Maybe it's at Charlie.
2 o'clock tomorrow, we'll find out.
Maybe Charlie plays.
Well, you know, and that's the stit. I mean, he brought
is
Charlie.
Is Nicholas playing?
Well, Nicholas is doing the first tee. I bet he plays in the par three.
He's not playing the par three.
He's not.
No,
he's
already confirmed. Okay. He's not playing the par three.
Okay. Well, then he'll do the tee off.
He rotates through.
I mean,
grandkids.
Oh yeah.
To play with them.
Yes, yep. I mean, we'd all love Jack to play, but Jack's reached a stage in his life.
He doesn't want to be
seen
playing.
If you've seen his interviews lately, I mean, he has slowed
way down.
And things like that. And I mean, he's kind of become the old grandpa. Of, you know, he's proud of what he has in front of him. And
right.
And he's just. You know,
so who's the honorary starters? Is it Jack?
I think it'll still be Jack, Gary, and...
And I thought it was going to be... Is it Tom Kite?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know who the honorary starters... But yeah, I mean, I think that... I mean, Gary Player's son's not been allowed back from... Because I was reading that, they said... They talked about, like, 15 people who've been banned from Augusta permanently.
Tom Watson.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's my
that.
Bad.
I remember seeing that. But yeah, they talked about the 15 people who've been banned from him, and one of the first ones was Gary Player's son for having all the balls, and the advertisements on his gear and the
that's
bag.
Awesome.
So yeah, you know, and of course you had Gary McCord.
I was gonna say Gary McCord hasn't been.
He's one of the most famous ones that have been banned.
And that wasn't even for what he did there. It was what he put in a book or something, wasn't it?
No, he said it on air.
Oh, it was on air.
Yeah,
you're
he
right.
goes, yeah, these greens are like bikini. They have bikini wax
that's
on
it.
Them, and they were just furious.
That's a good line.
Yeah, it's but the
Flaherty said way worse.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that's
just not on CBS air at the time.
Yeah, exactly. I think everybody's learned their lesson with that, is that you watch what you say. You know, they said
it's,
that...
It's more of a traditional place.
Yeah, they said that they are very... I mean, you can't... Like, one of the guys was... The guy that wrote the article, he goes, I got to be careful, but he goes, you know, even what I say, I may not be asked back.
Right.
You know,
right.
There are people that have... That literally have had their press credentials revoked right at the moment.
Right.
And say, you're off the property.
Travis, could you look up the... women's amateur event that was played there this last week.
Well, that girl was like 17 years
old.
Yeah,
16 or 17, yeah.
Yeah, the bucket hat.
It's how great.
The bucket hat.
I'm wearing a bucket hat and...
No,
don't
not.
You say the Crocs
I'm doing,
again.
I'm wearing my Crocs.
No.
After a long walk, nothing better than putting on my Crocs.
I got Busch Light Crocs upstairs if you want them.
Well, what size?
Sasquatch.
Size of my foot?
Sasquatch.
Yeah, I don't need them. I need a size 17. I wear a size 10 and a half.
No, I don't
know. Freaking Yeti.
Yeah, jeez.
I wear 13s.
Oh, that's...
Really?
Yeah.
That's lame.
I wear 14s.
Hmm. Well, it depends what brand. Adidas, I got to go a little bit bigger. Shut up.
So, one of the great things about Augusta is, and I think this is something that's fading, you know, we still have Wrigley Field. We mm-hmm. still have Soldier Field. Right. We still have Fenway.
Uh-huh.
You know, those old classic places that mm-hmm. adhere to tradition. Augusta to me is one of them.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of things on TikTok where people are saying the Augusta isn't their favorite major. Mm-hmm. And maybe like some of them are saying, no, it's the US Open or it's the Open, the British Open.
Right.
To me, it's always going to be the Masters.
Right. Well, it's what gets us fired up for the season.
Yeah, it's the beginning of the season.
Mm-hmm.
It's always played at the same place. So in future, in 50 years when
mm-hmm.
some 25-year-old comes out just blazing away, everybody's still going to be wearing the white,
yep. Yep.
And it's still going to be at Augusta National, and he's still hitting shots from the same place mm-hmm. that the legends have done it for the last 50 years.
Right.
So you asked who won the women's amateur there?
Yeah, what was the name of it again? I can't remember the...
It just says winner of the Augusta National Women's Amateur.
That's it. Right. Yeah. But the key word there is women's.
Right.
There was no membership allowed there in the past that
yep.
was women.
Yep.
So they are still holding on to tradition, but they're not doing the things that
right.
that made it awkward.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, one of the first things they did was they brought in, like, Condoleezza Rice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's now
a member.
Member, and she's very, you know, seen, you know, mm-hmm. especially during the drive, chip, and putt competition.
The winner was... Anna Davis. 16 years old.
16 years old.
16.
I think it's amazing
on Augusta National,
that she
no
got
less.
To play Augusta National.
Augusta National, no less.
She shot 369 to finish the lone person under par at 1 under.
Good for her.
And the first girl that won it, didn't she just win her first pro tournament this weekend too?
Oh, I don't know about
Kupcho.
That. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Kupcho, she just, and she, I think she got married too. The same
good
week.
For her. Yeah, that's a big week.
But, you know, to have that.
I hate to break it to her, but it's all downhill
from there. It's all downhill from there. Her game's gone down.
It's all over.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, she shot 70, 76, 69.
76 in there. Wow.
And still
wins.
Well, do you remember the Tigers' first win?
Mm-hmm.
He shot a 40 on the front.
Yep.
And then came back to win by 12 strokes.
Yeah, just blew everybody's doors.
Like how I wanted to – I was going to look it up to see who came in second to Tiger and the one that he
–
When he won that in mm-hmm. – what was that, 2000?
It was 102 is what he said. Was back-to-back. Yep. Wasn't those his first two?
No, I think
– Or was it 2000?
Hold on.
Dead air.
But anyways, Tiger tees off at 9:34
yeah.
with Louis
uh-huh.
and Joaquin Niemann.
I'll probably be pitching my first kid out for the day.
Oh, I'm mowing grass and I'm coming home.
No, I'll be laying on the couch pitching a tent. Watching this. I'm so excited about it.
You guys are going to have to keep me updated because you know me, my busy schedule.
Especially the A-man corner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did you guys watch my TikTok videos?
I haven't seen the rest of them.
I have.
I know you did A-Man Corner well.
I was one under an A-Man Corner.
2001, Tiger beat David Duval by 2 strokes.
Okay.
So it has to be 2002.
So that he kept David Duval from winning the Masters.
And I think that's when he started to bring the downfall of David Duval, don't you think?
I can't remember when David Duval won the British a couple years later.
I think he won it either that year or the next year.
Yeah. And then right after that is when he just
went down the tubes.
He fell off.
Got a case of the yips.
Oh, come on, you
son. And then one year, was it DeMarco that he beat?
Yeah, DeMarco. That was the year that he chipped in on 16. He beat DeMarco. DeMarco's game was kind of built for that place, high fade player.
Mm-hmm.
He shot 12 under. When he won it, right?
Yeah, the first time.
Mm-hmm. No, the second time.
Oh, I thought it was 12 under. He won by 12 strokes on his first
one. Yeah, he was 12 under.
Okay.
But I can't find.
I want to say he beat like Nick Faldo or something on that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because you got to remember, he was only 21 years old.
Yeah. Well, Norman was in contention, I think, wasn't he?
I don't know if Norman was or not. Norman was obviously the collapse, and Nick Faldo won that one.
Yeah.
But I thought Nick Faldo came in second to him.
I thought there was one of those guys, like you say, Norman
Faldo.
An older guy.
Nick Price, somebody like that.
Yeah, somebody was factoring in, and then Tiger just...
I would say Marco Mir, but we know it wasn't Marco Mir. No. But anyway, I love the tradition there. You know, even the freaking cheese sandwiches, you know, that I've never ever had one.
Yeah.
But just the fact that they have those... they have those traditions there.
Yeah,
I
cheap
think
food,
is,
cheap
is great.
Beer, cheap drinks, cheap everything.
And even what the caddies wear.
Yeah.
And they're very serious. I saw...
Well, and it's only in the last, what? When was the last time they had to have their own... They were allowed to have their own caddy?
Oh, that was a big deal, too, because
was
they...
Was that with
they,
Tom Watson?
Yep.
Yeah, Watson was the one who was throwing a fit about that.
And there was guys that took caddies from there and took them with them on tour.
Yeah.
Because it was only caddies that were
in
Augusta.
Trevino got his or something?
No. I don't know about Trevino.
I don't know where he got hit.
I want to say Watson did, though.
Watson did.
It's just kind of a weird thing they had there where, you know, a lot of private or big clubs have caddies, a lot of historic ones, but they wouldn't let just any random caddy come on. You had to have a caddy from there.
I don't think it was Watson because he had Bruce Edwards on the bag that at the time.
Got it.
What you got?
What you got?
Tiger Woods won his third Masters and his second consecutive 12-under, 3 strokes ahead of runner-up Retief Goosen.
Retief Goosen, who was a 2-time U.S. Open champ?
This one says he only won by 3 strokes.
Oh, on that one, yeah. I could see that. But the first one, when he was 21, I think he...
Yeah, he just blew
it. There was no doubt when Sunday morning, the tee-off, that he was going to win.
Yeah, they said it was almost as impressive as his big win at the
U.S. Open.
Yeah, they said it was
Which
almost...
Which I think Ernie Els was 1-under, and that was second.
That was
and
second,
he was,
yeah.
And he was like 15-under or
something,
something silly.
Like
that. Oh, that's the one I'm thinking about.
Yeah, it was a big one.
It was a big one.
But, all right, so one more time. Your top three?
Cameron Smith, okay, John Rahm. Jordan, and my dark horse will be Will Zalatoris.
Okay.
Oh, shit, I don't remember mine.
Jesus.
Xander Schauffele, Victor Hovland, Morikawa, and DJ.
Yep.
Okay. I like it. And mine was Cameron Smith, Scottie Scheffler. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm going to say Scottie Scheffler first, then Cameron Smith,
mm-hmm.
and then Tiger.
Nice.
And then...
It's a brave pick.
You said Luke List.
I said Luke. Yeah, I was going to say the List Man.
the List Man.
You know, and here's the funny thing. I was reading an article about it yesterday. They were talking about JT, you know.
And notice none of us said JT.
They said, you know, and Rom was relaying a story that he'd asked Tiger for some advice, you know, at Augusta and things like that, and he didn't give him much. You know, and he says, well, he'll give JT more things. And he goes, and the one guy goes, no, he'll give JT things when he's not competing against JT.
Yeah.
Yep.
He goes, but if he's competing against JT, he's not going to give him much, only for the mere fact he knows JT can't putt.
Oh!
I thought that was just brutal.
And so true.
And so true.
And so true.
Yeah, they just said he'll never worry about JT. You know, he'll even give him advice because he knows he can't putt. I think that's what the comment was, is that he'd probably give it to him Masters Week anyway, even if he is competing against him, because he knows JT can't putt.
That's awesome.
That's brutal.
That's a kick to the dick.
Yeah, right in the baby balls.
Yeah, it is.
Right there. But, I mean, I think that's the fun part about Masters Week, too, now that you have social media, is all...
It's all out there.
Dude, yeah. All the lead up to it and all the garbage talk and just, like, the JT story. Mm-hmm. And stuff like that. I mean, I think they were. One of the guys says, "I'm going with Harry Higgs."
I was gonna say, I saw Harry Higgs on there, and I'm trying to remember what he's like 1,500 to 1 or something.
Yeah, yeah. They said, so they said they want to see him win it just so he puts the green jacket on without a shirt on.
Yeah, do it.
They said he would never be asked back again.
Probably not.
Yeah, but if you want it,
you'd be the first defending champion not asked back.
That'd just be so awesome.
That would be.
You know, but I have a bunch of friends at work that are all golfaholics like we are, and they were talking about their DraftKings stuff and all the $1 bets they're making. And so the one bet they all made was Bernhard Langer, you know, who's like a 1,500 to 1.
Yeah,
it's an insane number.
But yeah. He always plays well.
Yeah. He's consistent.
Okay, well, let's put $5 on, and pick a winner for the par three.
You guys still owe me pizza for that one goddamn tournament.
Oh,
that I
who's
won.
We?
You guys.
No, no.
Oh, yeah.
That guy.
Oh, I owe you a pizza.
Yeah. Because he picked somebody that wasn't even in the damn field.
I did. I can't remember what that was.
Wasn't it Scheffler that didn't play?
Yeah. I might have been. But like, every time. Who's going to win this? Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah. Scheffler's playing.
Yeah.
Scheffler.
So, yeah. No.
Yeah.
He owes the pizza. Okay. Because it was supposed to be a one-person deal. So, his guys did not come up.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely did not win because my guy wasn't there.
His guy wasn't there.
You did not.
All right, so $5 on somebody who wins the par three.
Yeah, or who finishes the highest out of what we're talking about here.
Oh, the par three?
Oh, the par three.
Nobody wants to win it.
Right, because nobody's ever won that
nobody's ever done it. And nobody, I mean, there'll be guys that'll be leading and they will purposely hit a ball in the water.
Yeah. Tony Finau.
That was my guy.
Is that who you're going
That
with?
Was my guy.
That's what I'm going with.
Hopefully he doesn't break an ankle again.
Yeah, right? That's where he broke his ankle.
Yep. He dislocated it. Or
popped it back in.
Popped it back in. Dude, I can't even imagine. He didn't even wince.
Now, good for him, man.
God almighty. I would have been screaming like a...
And he played... I like him, too.
I'd still be laying there.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I like that guy. What about you, Chris?
To win the par three contest, I'm going to say... It's got to be somebody who's just young and dumb or old and don't care. You know what? I'm going to go with Zach Johnson.
Okay.
Because I know he'll be there, and he don't care. He's not been playing well, so he's going to try and win something.
I'm going with Higgs.
Shut up.
I'm going with Higgs.
I'm definitely watching the whole
He'd be the one that wouldn't care.
Right. This is just a fun thing.
Well, they get a really nice... It's a...
Crystal.
Crystal. Yep. Like the kind of crystal. Yeah. Like the same thing they put in the New Year's Eve ball in New York.
Yeah, the fancy crystal that we don't even know.
Waterford crystal. So, I mean, you can't... I mean, if you know... But... To me, I think that if you're winning that outright, you're really not thinking about winning the whole thing. I don't know.
Well, yeah, and there's all the trick shots and all that stuff. I just think that's a thing for Higgs, and I think it would be really cool for the story and the sport if Higgs or somebody like Higgs or a Joel Dahman or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about the PIP. Mm-hmm. I mean, you win that, it's still going to get you some points. I mean, of course, Tiger's already won it for 2022 by announcing he's playing for the Masters.
Right, which is weird because it's not. You know, the Masters isn't technically a PGA event. It's an invitational.
Right.
And that was one of the things that I was talking on social media where some people don't like it because it's not an open. It's not the U.S. Open where anybody can get in or the British Open where anybody can get in.
Right.
Well, you can get in. You just got to be fucking invited. Yeah. You got to earn so many points.
Right.
And, you know, plus all the past champions and then the amateurs ones we've already talked about.
Right.
But no, I'm going with Higgs, man.
Yeah. That's nice. Not a bad. That's not a bad
The ginger tuft coming out the front of his shirt and just go to it, bud.
Well, and I mean, and if Ricky had actually... qualified. Jesus.
Ricky didn't.
You and I were
Poulter
talking
didn't.
About this the other day. I mean, Ian Poulter didn't. There was a bunch of them that had, you know, they needed to win outright, but they didn't even play well to try and even vie for that. I mean, Ricky, I think, ended up plus two.
And Ricky's
he's lost it.
Yeah, we'll talk about some of the players that in the future. Yeah, I still want to go through some of the schools of what schools were dominant, and I do want to talk about his Oklahoma State team.
Yep.
But anyway, it's Masters week.
Let's enjoy it.
Get to it. Good Anything time. Else, guys?
Nope. Go Cameron's
All right, let's wrap.
You would say
Tiger.
Tiger.
What do you do?
Yeah.
Say, hey, Timmy.
Yeah.
Are these your shitty drawers?
Oh, God.